Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parshas Vayakel, that is Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Lamed. And let's not forget, if it is a double Parsha of Vayakel Pekudei, then this is the second Aliyah and not the third Aliyah. So we had learned that everyone brought all the donations to the Mishkan, and now Moshe Rabbeinu says as follows, Vayar Moshe ben Israel, and Moshe said to the ben Israel, Re'u, see, Kara Hashem b'shem, Hashem called out in name, meaning Hashem has singled out Betzalel ben Uri ben Chur Mate Yehuda, this person whom we've learned about previously, named Betzalel, he was the son of Uri, the son of Chur, from the tribe of Yehuda, Vayimali Oisei Ruach Halakim, and Hashem filled him with a godly spirit, B'chachma, with wisdom, U'vesvuna, and understanding, U'bedas, and with knowledge, U'bechol Malacha, and the ability to do every craft, V'lachshev Machshavos, to make artistic designs, with gold, silver, and copper, and the ability to do lapidary work, which we already said is the work of working with stones, and working with wood, to do every artistic craft, and he also gave him the ability to teach, who, him, meaning referring to Betzalel, Ahaliyah ben Achisamach from the tribe of Dan, Mile Isam Chachma slave, he filled him with the wisdom of heart, to do every work of the craftsman, the artist, the embroiderer, with which materials? Batcheles with blue wool, bargaman with purple wool, batalas shani with scarlet wool, bashesh with linen, va'irig in the work of a weaver. I say kol malacha, that who can do every work, v'chayshvei machshavais, and those who make artistic designs. Now let's just take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Dalid, v'haliyav, mishevet Dan. He was from Shevet Dan, min hayirudim shebashvatim. This is the lowest of the tribes, in bnei hashvaches. Dan was from the sons of the maidservants, v'hishva hamakim lebetzal lemelech samishkan, and Hashem equated him with Betzalel along with the work of the Mishkan, v'hu migdalei hashvatim. Betzalel was from the greatest of the shvatim, from Yehuda, l'kayim hashenemer. This is a fulfillment of the Pasuk that says, loy nikar shayel lefnei dol, and the nobleman is not recognized ahead of the poor person. So we have from the lowest and from the highest of Shvatim working together on the Mishkan. Back to Chumash, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Aleph. Va'asa Betzalel v'Aliyav, and Betzalel and Aliyav shall do, v'chol ish chacham lev, and every wise-hearted man, asher nasan Hashem chachu svuna behema, that Hashem placed wisdom and understanding in them, l'das lasois, to know how to do, as kol melech savodas hakodesh, all of the holy work, l'chol asher tziva Hashem, everything Hashem had commanded, v'ikra Moshel Betzalel v'Aliyav, v'chol ish chacham lev, and Moshe Rabbeinu called Betzalel and Aliyav, and all men wise of heart, asher nasan Hashem chachma b'libay, that Hashem placed wisdom in their heart, kol asher nasoy libay, everyone whose heart inspired him, l'karva el malacha lasis, I saw, to approach the work to do it, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay guys, now it's time to start the work. V'yikchum lefnei Moshe, so they took from before Moshe, eis kol ha-chuma asher hitviyu b'nei Yisrael melech savayis ha-kaydesh, all the chuma, all the donations that Klal Yisrael brought for the work of the holiness, lasis, I saw, to do it. They took all the materials, v'hem hivyu elav oy nedava b'biker b'biker. However, people kept on bringing additional davis, additional donations every single morning. All the wise men that were doing all this holy work, ish ish mamlachter shehema oisim, each man from the work that they were doing, and they said to Moshe, saying, Marbim ha'am lahavi, the people keep on bringing more materials, more than is necessary for the work, asher tziv Hashem lasot ha'isa, that Hashem commanded to do it. So Moshe commanded, and they proclaimed throughout the camp, Lamer, saying, Ish v'isha, each man, a woman, al yasu oid melacha l'chumas ha-kaydesh, should not do any more work towards the donation of the kaydesh for building the Mishkan, v'yikali ha'am ahavi, and the nation was held back, meaning they held themselves back from bringing. V'amalacha ha'isa dayim l'chol ha'malacha l'asus ha'isa v'haiser, and the work was sufficient for them, and the work to do it, and they even had extra. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Hey, Midei Avoida. They were saying it's too much. Yes, Mechdei Tzarech Avoida. This is more than necessary for the actual Avoida. Vayikale, they were held back. Lashem Minia, this is they were restrained from bringing anything else. Vamalacha Haysa Daim L'chol HaMalacha, and the work was sufficient for them. What does that mean? Omalachas Hava Haysa Daim Shal Aysa Mishkan, and the work of bringing, meaning all the stuff that people brought, was sufficient to be made for the Mishkan. L'chol HaMalacha Shal Mishkan, for all the work of the Mishkan. To make it, and they even had extra left over. And the Pasuk tells us, and all the wise-hearted among those doing the work, they did the following. They made the Mishkan, which again is the first covering on top of the Mishkan. How did this Mishkan look? Eser Urias, it was 10 panels, Shesh Mashzar of twisted linen, Uscheles Vargamen Vitalas Shani, and blue wool, purple wool, and scarlet wool, Kruvim Masa Chesh of Asa Isam, they made them the work of an artist, Kruvim, Ayer Chayriah Chas Shmein of Esim Ba'ama, the length of one panel was 28 amas, Vereich of Arba Ba'ama ha'iriyah achas, and the width of the panel was 4 amos. Mido achas l'chol ha'iriyas, there was one measurement for every single panel. Again, that was 28 amos by 4 amos. Mechaber eis chamesh ha'iriyas, achas al achas. And they connected these 5 ha'iriyas one by one. V'chamesh ha'iriyas chibar achas al achas, and another 5 panels they connected one by one. V'yas lulois tchelas, and he made loops of tchelas wool. Al svas ha'iriyah echas mikotza b'machbaras, at the edge of one of the panels, or the grouping of one of the panels, meaning at the edge of one of the groupings of panels, Kane also besvas yiriyah kitzonah b'mechbas hashenis, so too he did on the edge of the panel of the other grouping of panels. Chamishim lulois aser b'yiriyah echas, 50 loops he made at the edge of one yiriyah, v'chamishim lulois aser b'ktzeh yiriyah asher b'mechbas hashenis, and 50 loops at the edge of the other grouping of panels, magbilas halulois achas al echas, these loops lined up opposite each other. Vayas chamishim karsei zav, and he made 50 golden hooks. Vayechaber es hayuris achas al achas bakrasim, and he connected these groupings of panels one next to another with these hooks. Vayeh mishkan echad, and this covering, again known as the mishkan, became one. It was two groupings of 5 panels each connected by these golden hooks. Vayas yuris izim la oihel al mishkan, and he made the panels of goat's hair, which was known as the oihel, to be placed on top of the mishkan. Ashte eser yuris as oisam, it was made of 11 panels. The length of one panel was 30 amas long, and the width was 4 amas. Every one of these 11 panels had the same exact measurement, 30 by 4. And he connected 5 panels alone and 6 panels alone, so there was 2 groupings of panels, one grouping of 5, one grouping of 6. And he made 50 loops on the edge of the outermost panel of the grouping, and 50 loops he made on the edge of the panel of the second grouping, and he made 50 copper hooks to connect the oihel, again this oihel covering, so that it should be one. And he made a covering on top of the oil. This was the third covering, iris elam adamim, from red dyed ram skins, umichse iris tachashim lamala, and a covering of tachash skins on top of that. Vayas es akrashim lamishkan, and he made the beams of the mishkan. Ate shitim oimdim, shitim wood standing up straight. Eser amas archa karish, the height of each beam was 10 amas. Va'ama v'chetzu ama recha v'kersho echad, and 1.5 amas was the width of every beam. Shtei yadis l'kersho echad. Each beam had 2 protrusions, meshulavais, like the rings of a ladder, achas al achas, one to the other. Kain asa l'chol karsha mishkan, every single beam in the mishkan had these 2 protrusions. Vayas is a krushim l'mishkan, and he made the beams for the mishkan. Esrim krushim l'pas negev teimana, 20 beams for the southern side of the mishkan. V'arbayim adnei chesef, and 40 silver sockets, also tachas esrim akrushim, he made for underneath these 20 beams. Shnei adonim tachas kerasho echel l'shtei yedaisev, 2 sockets for underneath each keresh for its 2 protrusions, ushnei adonim tachas keresh echel shtei yedaisav, and 2 sockets underneath another beam for its 2 protrusions. Ulitzel haMishkan Hashenis lifas tzafain, and for the other side, for the northern side of the Mishkan, asa esrim krashim, he made 20 beams, varbaim aneim chasef, and 40 silver sockets. Shnei adonim tachas keresh echel, ushnei adonim tachas keresh echel, 2 sockets underneath the beam, 2 sockets underneath the beam. Uliyakzei haMishkan yama, and for the back part of the Mishkan, which was the west part of the Mishkan, asa shisha krashim, he made 6 beams. Shnei krashim and 2 of the beams were for the corners of the Mishkan at the back, and they were fitted together at the bottom, the yacht of you samim al roshai, and together they were matching at the top el tabas echas by 1 single ring. So too he did for the 2 of them for the 2 corners. And there were 8 beams, vaneim chesef, and their silver sockets, shisha asar adonim, altogether 16 sockets, shnei adonim, shnei adonim, 2 sockets, tachas l'kersha echad, underneath each beam. Vayaz b'chei atzei shitim, and he made bars of shitim wood, chamisha l'kersha etzel ha-mishkan echas, 5 for the beams on one side of the mishkan, v'chamisha b'chim, and 5 bars l'kersha etzel ha-mishkan hashenis, for the beams of the second side of the mishkan, v'chamisha b'chim l'kersha mishkan l'yakrasayim yama, and 5 bars for the beams of the mishkan at the back, which means on the west part of the Mishkan, and he made the middle bar to extend within the beams themselves from one end to the other end, and he covered the beams with gold, and the rings he made with gold as housing for the bars, and he covered the bars with gold, and he made the pareches out of blue wool, purple wool, scarlet wool, and twisted linen. He made it the work of an artist Keruvim, Vayasla Arba Amudei Shitim, and he made for it four pillars of Shitim wood, Vayitzapim Zav, and he covered them with gold, Vavehem Zahav, their hooks were made out of gold, Vayitzek Lehem Arba Anechasef, and he poured for them four silver sockets, Vayas Masach LePesach Oil, and he made a screen for the entrance of the oil, Tchelis Vargamim Telashani Vishesh Mashzar, blue wool, purple wool, scarlet wool, and twisted linen, Masei Reikem, the work of an embroiderer, Ves Amudav Chamisha Ves Vavehem, and its five pillars with their hooks, Vitzibor Hashem Chashukehem Zahav, and he covered their tops and their belts with gold, Vaneim Chamish and Nechoshes, and their five copper sockets. And we continue with the building of the Mishkan, Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, and now we're going to talk about the Kelim of the Mishkan. Vayas Betzal es Ha'aren Asei Shitim, and Betzal made the Aren out of Shitim wood, Amazayim Vechetzi Arkoi, Va'ama Vechetzi Rachbai, Va'ama Vechetzi Kamasoi. It was 2.5 amas long, 1.5 amas wide, and 1.5 amas tall. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph, Vayas Betzal, and Betzal made the Aren. Rashi tells us, Lefisha Nasa Nafshei Al Malacha Yoser Mishar Chachamim, since he devoted himself to the work more than all the other wise men, Nikras al Shmai, it's called by his name. He didn't do all of this work. It's just considered like he did it because he was more dedicated and devoted than everyone else was. Let's go back to Chumash, Pasuk Beis. Vaytapehu Zav Torim Baisu Mechutz, and he covered it with pure gold on the inside and on the outside. Vayasloi Zer Zav Saviv, and he made a golden crown around it, meaning around the Aron. Vaytaklei Arba Tabay Zav, and he poured for it four golden rings, Al Arba Pamaisav on its four corners, Ushtei Tabayis, and two rings, Al Tzalei Echas on one side, Ushtei Tabayis, Al Tzalei Sheinis, and two rings on the other side. Vayaz Badei Asei Shitim, and he made poles out of Shitim wood, Vayitzafai Sam Zav, and he covered them with gold, Vayavei Sabadim Atabais, and he placed these poles inside the rings, Altsal Asa'arin, which were on the sides of the Arin, Lasei Sa'arin, in order to carry the Arin, Vayaz Kapiris Zavtar, and he made a Kapiris, a lid for the Arin, out of pure gold, Amatzayim Vechetzi Arka, it was 2.5 amas long, Va'ama Vechetzi Rachba, and it was 1.5 amas wide, Vayaz Shnei Keruvim Zav, and he made two Keruvim out of gold, Miksha Asa Isam, he hammered them out, they were beaten out, Mishnei Ketzais HaKapiris, from the two ends of the Kapiris. Again, they weren't made and then attached. They were hammered out of the same piece of gold that the kapiros was made out of. Krov echad mikatzam izeh, krov echad mikatzam izeh. One krov on that end and one krov on the other end. Min hakapiros asas akruvim shnei katzaisav. From the kapiros itself, he made the kruvim on its two ends. Vayihu akruvim parsek and afayim lamala. And the kruvim had their wings spread upwards. Seichachin b'chanfeihem ala kapiros, sheltering the kapiros with their wings. Upneim ishal achiv, and they were facing each other. Ala kapiros hayu pnei akruvim, the faces of the Kruvim were facing towards the Kapiris. Vayasas HaShulchan Asei Shitim, and he made the Shulchan out of Shitim wood. Amasayim Arkari Va'ama Rachbay Va'ama Vechetzi Kamasai, it was 2 amas long, 1 ama wide, and 1.5 amas tall. Vayitzaf Asei Zavtar, and he covered it with pure gold. Vayasloi Zer Zav Saviv, and he made a golden crown around it. Vayasloi Mizgeres Tefach Saviv, and he made a frame, one tefach all around it. Vayas Zer Zav L'Mizgarte Saviv, and he made a golden crown around its frame. Vayitzak Lai Arba Tabay Zav, and he poured four golden rings for it. Vitenis Atabais al Arba Hapeus, and he put these four golden rings on the four corners, Asher la Arba Raglav, that were on the four legs, Luumas Hamizgeres Hayu Atabais, the rings were opposite the frame, Batim Labadim, meant to house the poles, Lasis HaShulchan, in order to carry the Shulchan. Vayasas Abadim Ase Shitim, and he made the Badim out of Shitim wood, Vaitzafa Isam Zav, and he covered them with gold, Lasis HaShulchan, in order to carry the Shulchan. Vayasas HaKelim Asher al HaShulchan, and he made the different Kelim, the different vessels that were meant to go on the Shulchan, Eska Araisav, its dishes, Eska Paisav, its spoons, Ves Menachiyosav, and its supports, Ves Haksavais, and its tubes, Asher Yusach Bahin, with which it was to be covered, Zahav Tahar, made out of pure gold. With this, we finish the fifth Aliyah on Parshas Vayakel, and when it's a double Parsha Vayakel Pekudei, we've actually completed the second Aliyah of Parshas Vayakel Pekudei. We're going to stop here for the day. Everyone should have a wonderful day.